Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have an officer with the Jamestown Police Department and also the school resource officer for the Jamestown School District. We have Officer Andrew Staska joining us on Let's Talk. And Officer Staska, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk. Now, you know, usually when you hear about police officers, you associate them with, you know, a crime happening or an enforcement of some sort. But what Officer Staska, what I've invited him on to talk, Let's Talk About It today to talk about is social media, which you know, some of our listeners may think, why are they going to talk about Facebook or Twitter or something like that? But I wanted to kind of go over, you know, the Jamestown Police Department involvement with social media and just how important it can be and the benefits of it for you guys and for the community members and those who are interested. So first we'll introduce Officer Staska. And you have been kind of working with the Jamestown Police Department Facebook page. It was recently started up too, I believe, right? It's only been around for like a year or 2 years.
Yeah, within the last year, yeah. We kind of put together a page. So a lot of other departments around the area and around the country have kind of gone to social media. It's a good way to connect with community, and it's a good way to get information out. So yeah, within the last year, the police department put together a Facebook page.
Yeah, and you know, if for those who want to follow it, I think it's just Jamestown Police Department, right?
It's Jamestown ND Police Department.
Because there's another Jamestown.
Yeah,
there's
we had an issue there for a little while. People from New York, Jamestown, New York, were commenting and following on our stuff until they realized it was North Dakota.
Perfect. So Jamestown ND Police Department, you can search that and look that up. So Officer Staska, what would you say is some of the benefits that having a Facebook page for the police department is? I mean, I'm sure you guys aren't just sitting around scrolling through Facebook, but there's more to it than just that.
Oh, definitely. It's like I said, it's a good way to connect with the community and get information out there. Even just this morning, we picked up a dog over at Roosevelt Elementary. I threw that up on the Facebook page, and we had people liking it and sharing it right away.
Yeah.
And so I believe we got that dog back to the owner.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. So that's one good thing. You know, you can get that information out there, and people can share it, and we can solve things or get things back to people.
Definitely. You know, does the department, or because you hear stories sometimes of departments using the Facebook page to find individuals, to solve things like that. I mean, has there been any play with that, or has it been mostly just to get that information out or to share information?
Well, you know, our page, like we said, is fairly new, and so we're just trying to, you know, get this thing going, and people are, you know, continuing to like the page and follow it. But we have had some of that where people have contacted us, maybe given us some information. Definitely, if there's an emergency, still call 911 for sure. But yeah, people can have contacted us on there. It's a good way to engage with community members and for them to engage with us.
Awesome. Again, Officer Andrew Staska with the Jamestown Police Department joining us here on Let's Talk, talking about social media, the importance of it, and how the Jamestown Police Department is using it. And I mean, and it's not all about, you know, serious information or solving issues or anything like that, but it's also very human, I guess you could say. It really connects you guys with the community.
For sure. That's one thing that I like about it is that, you know, a lot of people, like I was talking to you before, me going into the classrooms, a lot of kids think that we just catch bad guys and throw them in jail. You know, there's a lot more to us and to the department than just that. You know, we're humans too, and we like to joke around. We like to laugh, you know, just like everyone else. So, yeah, I've thrown a few things up on the page that have nothing to do with, you know, law enforcement at all, but it's funny, and it shows a human side.
Definitely. It really connects you guys, and kind of that's what the Jamestown Police Department wants to do, right? It wants to be on that level with individuals, let them know that, yes, we understand, and we're on the same level you guys are. We just want to help you out and share that information, and we want to make a couple jokes, too, every now and again.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we're human, like I said.
Yeah.
We're part of the community. We want to work with the community. We are the community.
For sure.
And so we want to be working together here.
Awesome. Again, Jamestown Police Department Officer Andrew Staska joining us on Let's Talk. Their Facebook page, again, I'll remind everybody, is Jamestown ND Police Department. And yeah, it's a great tool for you guys. I love the ability to connect with individuals and be on Facebook and be accessible like that. It's just another avenue for individuals to find help, get information, and like you said, call 911 first if there's an emergency. But you know, if you want to help out in a case or something, that's a great way to contact an officer if you don't have any other means of doing that.
Right. We run into people all the time. You know, this summer, working out at the police department, I ran into people all the time that they didn't have a phone that had minutes on it, or they couldn't text. You know, it's probably fairly easy to find someone with a phone to call.
Yeah.
But there are people out there that use Facebook Messenger a lot.
True.
So I would definitely recommend still calling either 911 or the police department at 252-2414. If you need to talk to an officer, or you need help with something, but the Facebook page is there if needed as well.
Excellent. Very good. Lots of people on Facebook too. So it's very, you know, like I said, a way to keep connected and everything like that. What are some stories, Officer Staska, that you guys share? I did see a Jamestown Sun article published recently, The Lost Dog, as you pointed out. But there's been some really nice stories that you guys have shared, and that I've been able to share too through our website because of Facebook.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
There's just a lot of them. I mean,
there's a lot of stories. I don't know where to start.
Yeah. For example, maybe I know you guys started doing the community police officer. Officer Pat Nelson has been doing that
too. Yep. Yep. Officer Nelson has started up Officer Friendly. It's a program where officers can come in, work a couple hours, and basically their goal is to go out and meet with community members, meet with kids, maybe throw a football back and forth, you know, just getting out there into the community and having a positive encounter. You know,
for sure.
So much in the media and so much in our country right now, we've seen so many negative things, and that's, you know, that's not who we are. That's not what we want out there. You know, we, like I said before, are humans, and we're part of the community, and that's what we want to show.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, you know, some people say, you know, don't believe everything you see on social media or anything like that.
Right.
But to be a part of that now, because a lot of people are on social media, to be that connected, it's something really cool that the Jamestown Police Department, and you have recently attended an SRO training event. And a lot more departments, I think you said that at the beginning too, are starting to get on the social media train.
Yeah. Yeah. This last summer, North Dakota had its first annual school resource officer convention or conference.
Yeah.
And there was a guy there from a police officer from UND. And he talked about the impact of social media and people following and getting on top of stories, getting the right information out there, having those positive encounters and impacts. He's now, their social media is a lot bigger than ours at this point.
Right. But Grand Forks is pretty big.
Yeah, but he had shared a picture of UND hockey, I think it was.
Okay.
And it made ESPN.
Whoa.
Like the TV show, it made ESPN.
Yeah.
Just his tweet from the Grand Forks.
Wow.
The UND Police Department.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gets out there. And, it does. Again, it shows that, you know, a human side. So there's a lot of departments that are going this way. You know, we just want to jump on it, too.
Awesome. So check it out if you haven't. Jamestown Police Department Facebook page is Jamestown ND Police Department. And Officer Staska, you also have one for the school resource officer.
Yes.
I think, and personally, I think that's great, because there's a lot of kids who are getting on social media as well, getting introduced to that. Another way to keep connected with you, too.
Right. It's kind of funny because, you know, there's so many kids in town, and they have so many different social media apps. Yeah. And I'm not that old, but, you know, it feels like I'm falling behind sometimes.
I'm with you.
I started with Facebook here just last week. I put one up. SRO Staska is what I have it labeled as right now. SRO Staska, you can go on there. You can follow me.
Awesome.
Like, I'll share a lot of things that the police department will share, but I'll also add in things that I'm doing at school. Cool. Share different things. Like today, I stopped at the middle school and played some I think they called it Robo Baseball.
Oh my gosh, never heard of that before.
I never heard of it either. So I stopped in there and played, and I shared a picture on there. Awesome. So just, you know, sharing some of the things that I'm doing, and hopefully parents and kids can follow me on there and connect in a different way.
Yeah, awesome. Just another way to stay connected, and you know, Jamestown Police Department getting involved and wanting to be more human with the community, be more connected with the community. And so Officer Staska, we appreciate you taking the time, and go like them on Facebook and see what they have to post. Maybe they'll post another beautiful donut eclipse video.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was great. So Officer Staska, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Awesome. Thank you.